Joshua chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a sin in the cursed things. Because Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the cursed things. And the anger of the Lord, Jehovah, was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua, and said to him, Do not send all the people. But let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai, and do not cause all the people to labor there. Because they are but few in number. So there went up to there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck of them about 36 men. Because they chased them from before the gate even to Shebarim, and struck them in the going down. Therefore the hearts of the people melted, and became as water. And Joshua tore his clothes, and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord, Jehovah, until the evening, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, Jehovah, why have you brought this people over the Jordan River, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content, and lived on the other side, east of the Jordan River. O Lord, what shall I say, when Israel turns their backs before their enemies? Because the Canaanites and all those who live in the land shall hear of it, and everyone all around us, and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do to your great name? And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Joshua, Get yourself up. Why do you lie down upon your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also rebelled against my covenant which I commanded them. Because they have even taken of the cursed things, and have also stolen, and deceived, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, unless you destroy the cursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, make the people holy, and say, Sanctify yourselves, make yourselves holy, for tomorrow. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel says, There is a cursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies, until you take away the cursed thing from among you. In the morning therefore you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be, that the tribe which the Lord, Jehovah, selects shall come according to its families. And the family which the Lord, Jehovah, shall select shall come by households, and the household which the Lord, Jehovah, shall select shall come man by man. And it shall be, that he who is found with the cursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has. Because he has rebelled against the covenant of the Lord, Jehovah, and because he has committed folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning, and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was selected. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarites. And he brought the family of the Zarites man by man, and Zabdi was selected. And he brought his household man by man. And Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was selected. And Joshua said to Achan, I ask you my son, give glory to the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel, and make confession to him. And tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua, and said, Indeed I have sinned against the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian robe, and 200 shekels of silver, about 5 pounds, 228 kilograms, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, about 1.25 pounds or 0.57 kilograms, then I coveted them, and took them. And, indeed, they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and, indeed, it was hidden in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them to Joshua, and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord, Jehovah. And Joshua, and all Israel with him, took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the robe, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? The Lord, Jehovah, shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. So the Lord, Jehovah, turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor. Trouble. To this day.